Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Thanks for tuning in. Happy Saturday. Our first guest today is Tony Masco. He is the Vice President of Midwest Operations for Imperfect Produce. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Thanks for having me, Julie.
I heard about Imperfect Produce because a friend of mine gets deliveries. So let's tell our audience, what exactly are we talking about when we talk about Imperfect Produce? Probably been around forever.
Well, we've been around for about 2¾ years. We started in San Francisco, went to L.A., went to Portland, went to Seattle, went to Chicago, and of course, the next stop had to be Indianapolis.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us be in your top 10.
That's right. And there's no doubt about it. It's a top 10 city, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We love our produce. I think, you know, we get nailed a lot and dinged in some surveys about health and stuff, but there are a lot of us here in the Hoosier State who really do care about being healthy and what's on the inside, right?
Yeah, and I live in Valparaiso.
Oh, cool.
Up in the region, a little bit outside the region, but, you know, as people like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think a lot of people, you know, Indianapolis, the biggest half marathon in the world?
Yeah,
the second biggest?
Just had it. Yep, we just went through that last weekend, and it's a lot of people do like to be healthy. I mean, there's people that train for it and people that don't, but yeah, that's a shining example of how we do like to be fit and care about ourselves. Thank you for bringing that up.
I've run the race a couple times, it's a great atmosphere. It's a great city. Indianapolis is a great city.
I agree with you. And being a fellow runner, I applaud you for your many times doing the race.
Yeah, I think what I do is I make it to the finish line,
mm-hmm.
and my wife, she actually runs, and there's a time associated with that. Mine is more of a sundial, but I do make it, and I enjoy it.
That's
and
funny.
It's really down there. The atmosphere, it's so good with the bands and all the people and all that. So, you know, knowing a little bit about Indianapolis, I really pushed to have us go down to Indy for the second phase of the Midwest, because I really felt that the town would accept us and really accept the Imperfect Produce. And with all the great neighborhoods with Broad Ripple and, you know, with the new high rises and the regentrification of College Avenue,
mm-hmm.
I just think, you know, with Carmel and Noblesville and Fishers, that I really think that we're going to be a big hit down there.
You know what? And the timing of this for me, I thought we would have you on the show leading up to Mother's Day, because I honestly feel like Imperfect Produce and what you represent would be a great Mother's Day gift for those who are looking to do something a little unusual, but yet it would be so appreciated. Me as a mom would love this as a gift. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, so only a mother could, I'll tie it into Mother's Day, could love Imperfect Produce because that's what we are. We are imperfect. As everybody's kids, they may be perfect to us, but we're all a little bit imperfect. And,
mm-hmm.
and what Imperfect Produce is all about is really what the grocery stores don't want and reject. And, you know, I think now since I've come on board at Imperfect Produce, I walk to the grocery store and I look at the grocery store and I go to the produce section and it's the beauty pageant. It's like all the tomatoes are posing and all the carrots are standing perfect. And all the rutabagas are out there waving with the old Miss America wave. But what we actually do is we go to the farmers,
mm-hmm.
because what I think a lot of Americans don't know that, you know, 20-30%, and in some cases on some produce higher, is thrown away.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's either not harvested and left for, you know, the growing fields for the next year to supplement them, or it's given to pig feed, or it's just thrown in the garbage. And it's with all the people that are out there that need food, to waste any of this is just ridiculous. And on top of it, with the water it takes to irrigate,
mm-hmm.
and all the work that it takes to get it even to the stage where it could be harvested and not to harvest it, it's such a waste. And that's really our mission.
Is fighting food waste.
As many pounds of waste as possible. And so we're able to buy it at a discount and turn around and give it to our people that subscribe to the service at a discount.
That's
so
great.
What we do is we'll get it to you at 30% less than what you would buy in the grocery store delivered right to your door.
So far I'm hearing you're fighting food waste. Wonderful. We're saving money. we're also eating healthy because it doesn't have all the shiny stuff on it, right?
Yeah, well, you can get, so there's the organic piece, which doesn't, you know, have, you know, it's just purely organic. There was no spray. There was nothing on it. You still might get a couple little bugs on it.
Right.
Right? Because that's truly organic.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the conventional, which, you know, does go through the process, but it doesn't have the eye makeup on and the glitter that we put on in the store.
So you have two choices, organic or conventional. And I love how you're explaining the grocery store standards in terms of, you know, the beauty pageant wave and all. Because we know that there are standards in the grocery store. That produce will end up in the back, you know, garbage bin if it starts to go bad.
Exactly. And really, that mentality there is really what started this company. The two founders, Ben Simon and Ben Chesler, Ben Simon went to the University of Maryland, and Ben Chesler went to Brown University. And when they were in school, they noticed that all this food was getting thrown out of the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did is, they called each other, they talked, and they started a not-for-profit called the Food Recovery Network, of where they would collect this food and give it to the homeless. And currently, that's still in there's over 200 universities that are doing this across the country. And so when they got done with school, they said, well, you know what? What could we do to help with the food waste situation, whether it's, you know, this cafeteria food waste? And they did their research, and they went out to California, because they were both East Coast guys,
mm-hmm.
and discovered what was going on our farms. And really, we talk about fighting the waste, and we talk about eating healthy, and we talk about the discount, but we also are able to give money to the farmers that we all know that the farmers are looking for every cent they can get so they can continue growing for us.
Absolutely.
And so we're able to give them more money as well.
So so far I've heard fight food waste, love it. Save money, love it. Eat healthy, yes. And support farmers. What a wonderful cause, all of those. So explain why eating imperfect fruit is a journey. We've kind of covered it.
Well, you know, it creates a journey in itself when you receive your produce. So last week, we had grapefruits that were the size of tennis balls.
Okay.
And I had watermelons that were the size of baseball.
Okay.
And then I had an orange that was the size of a grapefruit. I had a daikon radish that I could have gone out and hit a softball. It was that big.
Oh, okay.
So the journey is really about the story that you get when you get your box, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to, you know, and again, you're going to get some stuff, you're going to look at it, you're going to go, there's nothing wrong with that. And yeah, you know what? There's a lot of things that we buy that we don't know why it got rejected. We don't know why it was considered a number.
Sure.
Two.
Maybe just
but
two.
What we won't serve you is not old, not mold, mm-hmm. and not rolled.
Right. Oh, I like that.
We're not old, not mold, not rolled. Yeah. We won't give you we're not selling you crap. It's what we're doing is giving you a great product that just because of cosmetic things too big, too small, might have a scar on it. Like, we've all seen avocados, right? They have that little black line in them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
You know, grocery stores, you have too many of those, grocery store won't take
it. Interesting.
They just won't. You look at, like, kiwis. We've had kiwis that were, like, the size of little Roma tomatoes. And then we've had kiwis that you could literally, it looked like they were injected with whatever Arnold Schwarzenegger used back in the day.
Exactly.
The baby boomer.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think that's half the fun of is looking at these. I want to tell the listeners, when I opened my first box, the first thing I thought was, I'm making pot roast because I had potatoes, I had carrots, I had, you know, all these beautiful vegetables. And then I had an artichoke, and I've only made that one time, and I didn't do it right. And then I'm like, okay, this is going to be a challenge. But, you know, I figured out ways to incorporate. And there was a lot of it. In fact, I wrote a list of everything that came in my box. I forgot to bring it. but it's a box full of fun is how I looked at it. And something, you know, new to present to my family for dinner because of it.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people ask me the question, are you competing with HelloFresh? Are you competing with, you know, Blue Apron, all the meal companies?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, you know, from an e-commerce standpoint, yeah, I guess we are. But we're really not because... You don't, you know, you don't need to buy prefab meals.
Mm-mm.
You don't need to do that. But most people, if you're going to shop, are shopping for produce. And look, I love those other companies, but we're strictly doing right now, we're in the produce business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, you know, it's interesting because once I started eating more produce and using that as opposed to other things at dinner time as my wife cooked,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Like, you tend to lose weight as well.
Yeah, it's...
You're eating better, you're eating healthier, and you're burning that off. So I know, being someone that is a baby boomer, I'm always looking not to...
Everything slows down. We all know this. We boomers know the metabolism slows down. And yeah, you're right. We've got to watch it a little bit. So eating healthy certainly helps us in that regard.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Right. Well, I understand that that our listeners today, if they would like to explore Imperfect Produce, that they will get 20% off their first box by using the code BOOMER. Now, having said that, how do our listeners get their first box of Imperfect Produce? What do they do? What are the steps?
So it's about as simple. And again, one thing you'll laugh about is, being a baby boomer, a lot of times the technical aspect of life is a little bit challenging. But it's pretty simple. Go to imperfectproduce.com.
Ah, love it. Imperfectproduce.com. We can do that.
Yep. And use the boomer. I think all those letters are capitalized.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
And real quick, I didn't want to let people think that I think Arnold was doing steroids, by the way. I didn't want to say that, by the way.
Oh, come on. We all know he was. Please, come on. And so was Lance Armstrong.
You know,
newsflash.
Arnold might be listening, and he just had that heart procedure.
Right,
he might need some Imperfect Produce.
Hey, he could use it. I would agree. I would agree.
Yeah.
So, you know, your tagline is "Thanks for eating ugly." I think that's hilarious. Makes me laugh. Yeah. I love that. And before I let you go, I've got to ask you. So, you know, you've got weird ones that are shaped like hearts. I mean, I want to know, first of all, what the weirdest shape you've ever seen in a piece of produce is. And then I want to know, have you ever had any that look like famous faces?
So I haven't had any that look like famous faces.
So disappointing.
To me. I haven't. But we have had ones that look like the famous Rockettes dancing legs that were carrots, that were cross legs.
Oh, like twins kind of crossed?
Yes.
Oh,
so
weird.
They look like the Rockettes.
Oh, cool.
So legs, not faces.
Okay.
And then the craziest thing I think that I've seen is that we had some butternut squashes that were together. And so they kind of look like your baby behind when you look at them.
Oh, that's great. I love it. I love it. Well, we've been speaking. What?
I was just going to say, and you know what? What we really like is, if you get something that's crazy in that box, take a picture of it and send it to us.
Yeah. Hashtag Imperfect Produce.
We love feedback. I mean, look, and I joke about the technology thing, but really, we're an e-commerce company. We love Instagram. We love social media.
Mm-hmm.
We love Facebook. And everybody, you know, look, people are on that, the high school reunions and the college reunions and all this. And so we love any feedback we can get. And
that's
look,
great.
Even if the feedback's not great, let us know, because we just want to get better.
I love it. I love the philosophy and everything that you guys are doing. Imperfectproduce.com. Order your first box and use the code BOOMER, capital letters, BOOMER, and get a 20% discount. Tony Masco, the Vice President of Midwest Operations, we hope that you grow and grow and continue to be in our state for many years to come. Love your product, and it'd be a great Mother's Day gift. So thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
All right, and we'll be right back on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. Boomer Radio on Freedom 95. This is Julie Patterson.
All right, it's the day before Mother's Day, so you are looking for ideas. We know you are, so we're here to help today on our show. Thanks for listening to Boomer Radio. Our next guest we'd like to welcome to the studio is Mina Yu. She's the founder and CEO of Love Bottle. Welcome, Mina.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited to have you. Where is Love Bottle? Where is it manufactured? I know it's in the United States. It's a USA product. Where are you? Are you like in California or New York or Idaho?
Well,
I don't know.
I started the company in San Francisco,
okay.
But I've since moved up to Portland. So
cool.
Our headquarters is in Portland, Oregon. But really, when we moved to U.S. manufacturing, we had to scour the U.S. for all the parts of our bottle to make it happen.
Hmm.
So our bottles, the glass is made in Pennsylvania, Crenshaw, Pennsylvania, and our lids are made in the Chicago area, and our printers in Ohio.
Interesting.
And then our warehouse is in Portland. So we really had to use the whole country to make a U.S. made
bottle. But you did that for a reason, though.
I did. I did do that for a reason. And there aren't that many companies that do U.S.-made hydration because it's not easy. But when the type of bottle that ours is about, it's all about bringing love and water together and providing the healthiest way to drink for the body and for the planet. And when we started, we wanted to make U.S.-made bottles, but the minimums were way too high. So we started in China, and we made some really great bottles there, but the quality was really inconsistent. So we'd fix one problem and run into another. And when we'd visit the factories, the manufacturing in China has a lot of dorm living. So this town that they were being made was all factories, and it was all dorm living. So they live there, they eat there, they work there.
Wow.
And it's
kind of
crazy. The wages are legal wages, but very low. You can't tip extra. And it just didn't feel in alignment with what our whole mission was. And so after that, I kept saying, all right, we need to figure out a way to move everything to the U.S. if we can. And so it took a number of years and a Kickstarter and all
cool.
that fun stuff.
I love
but
Kickstarter.
Then we were able to, make it in the U.S.
So you've sort of talked about why you created these. I mean, what was the catalyst, I guess?
Well, I never thought I would start a company, honestly. I was a pre-med neuroscience major at Pomona College.
Uh-huh.
And then I did clinical research with a neurologist for 3 years in San Francisco to kind of see if really being a doctor was for me. My brother and my father are. So kind of tested it out, and I realized I really wanted to go into optimal health and wellness and preventative health. So I actually went into nutrition and became a nutritionist, and it was as a nutritionist that I kept asking, there has to be an easier way to improve health on a fundamental level that's affordable and accessible to everyone. And that kind of was my daily mantra question while I was working as a nutritionist. And one day I was brainstorming for my thesis for my master's, and I was just kind of jotting down all these ideas, and then I just saw the answer was water. Water was how I started all my nutrition protocols. It was the foundation of good health. You have to start with water. And then water that came with love was this whole, help with the emotional and the physical aspects of the body. And so then I gave notice the next day. I bought the domain name that night. And a year later, we launched with product on Earth Day. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. You know, frankly, in America, we're very lucky to have access to clean, life-giving water. It's not like that everywhere in the world.
No, it's most certainly not like that. In fact, it's there's like over 800 million people in this country that don't have access to clean water.
In our country? Oh. In America?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I've been living under a log. 800 million.
Yeah. 800 million people, not in America, in the world.
Oh, in the world. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of
people that just, I just read a book, Long Walk to Water. Anyway, just about how, families will walk for 8 hours to get dirty water. And just, it's unbelievable. But just how some of that is changing with different charities who care and people. And, one person at a time is changing this to charity.
Well, we do a 5% give back to Global Water. And Global Water helps get clean water to communities that need it. And so the reason why we partnered with Global Water, they're smaller than some of the bigger organizations that are out there. But lots of times, some organizations will go in and build a well, and it'll work, but then within 3 to 5 years, that well's no longer functioning.
Ooh.
And so they say that the failure rate of a lot of the clean water things that people try to install can have a pretty high failure rate. It's
interesting.
for some organizations, it can be as high as a 50% failure rate at the 10-year mark. And so Global Water has like a 96% success rate on going from every water system that they've ever installed.
I totally get why you went with them. Yes, absolutely.
Right. And so they work with the communities to make sure that there's people in the communities who are trained and knowledgeable and know how to maintain and upkeep and care for the new water system so that it doesn't just break again.
Good. Now, you've done your research, obviously. What are the, I mean, there's some fundamental benefits, but what are the benefits of a bottle over plastic? We all know, you know, the plastic water bottle, it's just extreme waste.
Yes. So there's so many different layers. First of all, with plastic, there's the potential for leaching. So if we're looking about our personal health, anything that's sitting in plastic for a long time has the potential for chemicals to be leaching. If it's a hard plastic that, you know, now they're doing BPA-free, but a lot of the bisphenol A that they've replaced it with is bisphenol S.
Hmm.
And studies are showing that bisphenol S also can be an endocrine disruptor. It can also affect hormones. It can also lead to cancer, but it hasn't been FDA regulated in terms of we're not allowed to use bisphenol S anymore. And even if they do remove bisphenol S, it's a question of, well, will they move to a different bisphenol and then it'll take another decade before we see if there's any issues. And then with the softer, squishable, single-use plastics, those ones are a huge issue environmentally and physically for our bodies because those also can leach, especially in higher temperatures, and water can sit in those for, you know, many months. And so there's some leaching that can occur there, and then there's the pollution aspect of that part where about 9% of plastic is recycled and the rest end up in our landfills and our oceans.
We're talking to Mina Youth. She's the founder and CEO of Love Bottle. And we're going to how it affects the sea life as well as just being pollution.
Oh, yeah.
They
say a million birds, seabirds die every year with their bellies kind of full of plastic, like all the lids and all the pieces. And there's the island garbage patches, the gyres, pretty much the islands of trash that are in all of the gyres of the ocean currents. So each ocean current really has its own, and the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is huge, twice the size of Texas.
You know what? You're going to change my life. This show changes people. We talked to somebody a few weeks ago about milk, and I don't drink milk anymore. I will not use a plastic bottle anymore, probably after talking to you, which is a good thing. That's a good thing. Mina, you say wear your hearts out. What do you mean by that? That's part of what Love Bottles preaches.
Yeah, so all of our bottles, we really kind of embedded the love into each of our bottles. And so all of our bottles have a raised heart on the chest, which is from my early sketches of, you know, what this bottle might be. I always drew a little heart on the chest. And I think it's a reminder, when you look at it, you can feel it, you can touch it, it's a reminder that we are all unique individuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who all we can be is ourselves. And when we really embrace who we are, that's when we shine brightest.
Oh.
And so that's what I wanted Love Bottle to be, is kind of a reminder through the day, not just for hydration. I think we all drink for hydration, but if we bring an emotional component, we're all trying to feel better, be more mindful, and you'd take maybe 30, 40, 50 sips of water a day. So if you can bring your water into this practice of helping you be more mindful and reminding you of the things that are most important, and you bring that in conjunction with water and something that's going into your body and that's going into every single one of your trillion cells, and our bodies are about 70% water, then it really can make a difference. It's the neuroscience clinical research part of myself feels like I'm trying to harness the placebo effect, where you take a sugar pill and it creates a change in your body because you believe something. Well, if we could do that into water, which has no side effects, and, you know, at least in the States, we have access to clean water. So if you could bring an emotional content that makes you feel better, that's, you know, brought into your body, then I felt it was a great non-invasive, non-toxic, affordable way to really approach physical and mental and emotional health all together just through water and something simple, like the way we drink water.
I agree with you. The website is lovebottles.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love bottle,
yes.
Or love bottle, not plural, lovebottle.com. And when we go to that website, what will we see? Some choices?
You'll get to see our big array of different designs. We feel like the designs really are, it's all part of how it makes you feel, right? So mm-hmm. we want you to create a relationship with your bottle. And so all of them have a little message too, so that when you look through the bottle, you see through a special message from us that says you are in a little heart to remind you that you are loved with every sip. So
beautiful.
If you give it to someone who's special to you, or even if you give it to yourself, it's just a reminder with every sip, you know, that that you're loved.
Lovebottle.com. We're speaking with Mina Yu, the founder and CEO of Love Bottle. I would encourage you, if you don't have something for mom, just get a little note and write, there's a Love Bottle on the way, and just tell her a little bit about what you heard on the show today, and pass that along and let her know that she's doing something wonderful for herself and that you love her. So happy Mother's Day to everybody listening today. Thank you, Mina.
Thank you so much.
And you have been listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
This has been Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson. Join us again next Saturday at 4:30.